Well, the WNBA continues to be its own worst enemy because this past weekend we saw yet another example of the WNBA fans and media and people of all media, for that matter, cannot wait that just they can jump on Caitlin Clark and point racism at everything and anything in this entire world. And Caitlin Clark has been the victim of this in the WNBA ever since she got into the WNBA, and even before she got into the WNBA, for that matter, when we saw an incident this past weekend where Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, quote, went at it, even though it was really a nothing burger. However, it's being put under a microscope, and now the WNBA is investigating for racism from this whole thing. What a mess. But anyways, folks, before I get into this video, please like and subscribe down below. I'd greatly appreciate that. Also, check out my X in the description. I'd greatly appreciate that as well. But let's get into this video. So I'm going to put up a video real quick. Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese apparently went to blows this past weekend, even though it was really nothing at all. All this was Angel Reese having a free layup and Caitlin Clark not allowing her to get a free layup and making her earn it at the free throw line. Folks, this happens countless times in the NBA, and I'm sure in the WNBA for that matter, where hard fouls happen all the time. And when it happens, the player who normally gets fouled understands what happened. They understand, okay, he wasn't letting me get a free layup, and I understand, you know, it wasn't anything personal or intentional, and they just go to the free throw line and move on from it. However, Angel Reese took this as a shot for some reason, because God forbid anybody foul Angel Reese hard, and she tried to go at Caitlin Clark and called her crazy, if you read her lips and that. It was a nothing burger, in my opinion, but yet Angel Reese's response to it is what made it something bigger than what it actually was. Because now people, and when I say people, I mean people in the media who are dying to jump at anything to point racism at it, people like Jemele Hill and everybody at ESPN, it seems nowadays for that matter, love to point at that and show racism. And Caitlin Clark was a racist for fouling Angel Reese hard. There was nothing behind this. Caitlin Clark actually was interviewed about this in the game, and she just said exactly what I just said, for that matter, of what happened. Here it is real quick.
Walk me through your perspective on the flagrant foul. What was the point you were trying to make to her?
It's just a good take foul, you know. If you either Angel gets wide open 2 points, or, you know, we send him to the free throw line. Nothing malicious about it. It's just a good take foul. Every basketball player knows that.
So the WNBA, for years, has been trying to burst through and get to the next level in terms of viewers, in terms of money. The WNBA hasn't had a surplus once in its entire existence, and they rely on the NBA to supply for it. And they've been waiting to have that person that breaks them through the limelight and gets them into, you know, the mainstream almost. It seems like the WNBA should have been mainstream for a while now, but really their numbers and their audience attention points otherwise. That person was Caitlin Clark, because she set records for viewer counts to all of her games. Teams were having to move their WNBA games to the local NBA arenas when she, you know, her team was coming to town, because that many people wanted to come watch Caitlin Clark. And you would think the WNBA and the WNBA veterans would be grateful for Caitlin Clark and would think that, you know, finally somebody is here that could break us into the limelight and we can take advantage of this ourselves and use the attention ourselves to build our own brand and to help everybody. Everybody can, you know, benefit from this. A tide that rises, you know, it raises everybody. That wasn't the case. And when Caitlin Clark burst to the scene, It was an issue of all these WNBA veterans who were black were saying that it wasn't fair that a white player was the one that helped burst the WNBA into this, you know, this mainstream popular league now, and that they were playing the victim, saying that this is a black woman's game or something, and Caitlin Clark has no right to, you know, be this popular because, you know, we deserve our recognition. We built this game, whatever. Complete racism, folks, by the way. Like, if you hear some of the comments that players were making towards Caitlin Clark, you know, it was racism. Like, yeah, they may have not flat out said that they disliked her because she was white and successful, but you could connect the dots. If they're saying that, you know, it's not fair that the black women who built this league aren't getting the recognition and that Caitlin Clark is, what they're saying is it's not fair that a white Caitlin Clark is getting the recognition and not the black veterans of the WNBA. That's what they're saying. So pretty much just racism. And then you look at what Caitlin Clark did to Angel Reese, which was really normal. If you look at videos of what happened to Caitlin Clark within her rookie season and players just decking her for no reason at all, that was infinitely worse than what happened to Angel Reese this past weekend. Infinitely worse, okay? And if you couple that with the narrative at the time when those, you know, instances were happening of these WNBA players feeling like they're disrespected, that they're not getting the attention, and Caitlin Clark is, you can connect the dots as to why those, you know, deckings were happening. It was intentional. It was personal with Caitlin Clark, okay? That was so much worse, like I said, than just a normal hard foul, not letting Angel Reese getting a free layup, but all of a sudden, that is what's getting the attention. All of the instances against Caitlin Clark last year were these unnecessary hard fouls, and not even hard fouls, just flat out decking her to the ground, where it was clear that it was intentional and personal against Caitlin Clark. That didn't get many headlines at all in the media. If it did, you know, it was just people simply mentioning it. They weren't describing or talking about the backstory and why they were happening. God forbid they talk about, you know, these black WNBA players having a personal, you know, gripe against a white player and then taking it out on the court. That will never be the story, okay? There were a few honest members of the media who were willing to mention that and talk about that, but that never was the story, okay? They were telling you a story, not the story with it. And now we see the tables have turned, where there truly is no story with this Angel Reese, you know, matter with Caitlin Clark. But now it is a racism story, okay? But not only racism with Caitlin Clark, apparently the Indiana Fever fans are racist, because the WNBA is now launching an investigation into, quote, racial slurs that were thrown at Angel Reese during that game. I don't know. I laugh because this may be the least believable thing I've heard all year. Have you guys seen the folks that attend WNBA games? Okay, they're not really the audience. They're not really the group of people that would be throwing racial slurs at anybody. Okay, they're just not. All right, this is a very, you know, this is a demographic that would be like the least guessed or the least, you know, likely audience to launch racial slurs at anybody. It's not believable, okay? Like, these are WNBA fans who are, you know, like I said, these were the fans that were supporting, you know, almost, not all of them, but a lot of them were supporting these, you know, WNBA players who were coming out against Caitlin Clark. And, you know, it's not, like I said, not everybody. And this was at an Indiana Fever game where it's Caitlin Clark's home team. So this was a pro Caitlin Clark crowd. I get that. But come on, folks, connect the dots here. This is not a audience that is going to be likely to throw racial slurs at players while the game is going on. And may I add that any past, you know, instances where it was rumored or alleged that there were racial slurs thrown at NBA players, like LeBron James had one, for example, and there were a couple of others, they've always been proven to be nothing burgers and nothing happened at all. Because who would have thought in an arena full of people with phones everywhere and where fans know that if they do anything stupid, they're going to get caught, their name's going to be put out there in front of the world, their livelihood's going to be ruined, their job's going to be ruined. Who would be stupid enough to actually do something like that? I just don't buy it, and let alone I do not buy this happening at a WNBA game for that matter, okay? But this is just another example of the WNBA being its own worst enemy, all right? Because you finally have a star of Caitlin Clark being willing to burst you through, and you're playing the victim, and you're snatching defeat out of the jaws of victory. And I get it. I guess if there's any you know, alleged racial slurs being thrown out, the WNBA, I guess, needs to do its due diligence of investigating it, even if they're, you know, they may know that it's nothing, but who knows, folks? This is a league that they're stuck in, like, 2020, it looks like, okay? Because everything is race baiting. Everything is virtue signaling with the WNBA. And that's part of why they're not able to burst through, because it's a league that is caught up in everything that Kamala Harris ran on. That's just how it is, okay? This is a league that, in this league's world, this is a world that Kamala Harris would have won by 50 election points, okay? That is the world the WNBA is in. And like I said, it's part of why they're not able to burst through, because mainstream folks don't like that, okay? It's not the norm anymore. We saw that's why Trump won by how much that he did. But yet the WNBA is stuck in that, and everything is racism. Everything is racist, and they got to do a study and a look into why this is racist and that's racist, and then they have to investigate everything for racism. And this is just another example of that. And Angel Reese, you know, these slurs were apparently hurled at her. She could bury this instantly. But she's not going to, because this is the attention that she needs, and she gets to play the victim, where her team got destroyed by the Indiana Fever. And the story is Caitlin Clark, but not her. She's got to make the story about her. And we saw that where she got, she knew that it was just a normal foul, but yet she used that as attention to get attention on her. And the story is now Angel Reese being the victim and not Caitlin Clark and her team completely destroying the Chicago Sky. The story is not that at all. The story is now Angel Reese and how everybody's going to feel bad for her. And that is why the WNBA continues to be its own victim. They can't get past the victimhood. They can't get past the, you know, I guess they're just so used to, you know, being the brunt end of the joke. Everybody joked like nobody watches the WNBA. So I guess if you're in that position for so long, you're just so used to being the victim, and they're not going to break through like they can unless they embrace Caitlin Clark, unless they stop playing the victim card, and they actually, you know, welcome Caitlin Clark in as the person who broke them through instead of constantly trying to play the victim with everything and anything. You're not going to get viewers if you keep doing that, okay? Because this was the first game of the WNBA season. Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese going at it, and they had all these eyes on the game, and rightfully so. But now the story is not that. The story is some alleged racial slur thrown out at Angel Reese, which, like I said, is just the least believable thing I've ever heard. And the nothing burger foul against Angel Reese by Caitlin Clark. Okay, congratulations, WNBA. Way to take a great weekend and make it into something that nobody wants to hear, and to make it into something racial and victimhood. This is why the WNBA has not been able to be so successful. Okay, and they're not going to be as successful as they can be until they get rid of this. And mind you, folks, Angel Reese wouldn't be popular if it wasn't for Caitlin Clark. I said it, okay? Because if Angel Reese didn't have her moment in the championship game against Caitlin Clark, where they were going at it and she was taunting her, if she didn't have that moment and all eyes weren't on Caitlin Clark at the moment, she wouldn't have been popular at all, okay? Because the national championship game would have just been a normal women's basketball national championship game at that time, where nobody really cared about it before Caitlin Clark came along. But her rivalry with Caitlin Clark in college is what put her on the pedestal that she was to be as popular as she is, okay? So I'm not saying Angel Reese is not, you know, a popular figure. However, she may be popular for all the wrong reasons now because it's a victimhood against Caitlin Clark reason why she's popular. And I'm not saying Angel Reese is a horrible basketball player. She's in the WNBA, but I'm just simply talking from her popularity standpoint. And, you know, you don't want to be popular for the wrong reasons. And it looks like Angel Reese is doing that. So bottom line is, you know, this weekend was just another example. The WNBA apparently isn't ready to be as popular as it can be, because unless they stop playing the victim, unless everything, they stop having everything be a race issue and stop, you know, going after Caitlin Clark for anything and everything and using her to, you know, be some sort of, you know, narrative starter with racist people, racist fans, whatever. If you stop race baiting, you'll start to become more popular, okay? But you're just trying to, you know, stop everything that Caitlin Clark is trying to do in your game because you're playing the victim and the race card on everything. So this was the first weekend of the WNBA season. Let's see if this season they can do better in regards to Caitlin Clark and start to welcome her, or if they can just keep going at her and, you know, make it even worse than it was last year. Their success will be based upon that. So we'll see. We'll see what the WNBA decides to do. But appreciate you guys watching this video, folks. Please like and subscribe down below. Again, like I said, check out our other videos as well here at Right Side Media. And until next time, same time, same channel, I'll see you guys then.